perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, remember Allah in your heart. And keep your focus upon your heart, keep your attention upon your heart, and empty your heart from all wasawis, negative thoughts. And thoughts and wasawis, negative thoughts, keep on removing them. And your focus and attention totally, completely focus it and turn it towards Allah. And with sincerity, remember your Rabb, your Lord. And the meaning of remembering is presence of your heart should be attained. Presence of your heart, what do we call this? Which is the status and glory of a believer, of a mu'min, which is the recognition of a mu'min, a believer. And a mu'min is made through that itself, that every moment his heart is present in front of Allah. And this is called Huzuri Qalbi, presence of the heart. Until an individual within him, he does not develop this condition, this emotion, that always his heart is present in front of Allah, then he cannot be an honest, true believer until he doesn't develop this condition, this emotion. And when this conditioned emotion is developed, then that believer attains the enjoyment and taste of iman. And this is the shaitan and the nafs, the satanic influences, how they don't allow Allah's thought and remembrance to come onto the heart. They create differences, they create worries, they reduce the trust in Allah, they keep a person occupied and busy with the worldly issues and problems. They make a person lose hope in his Lord and his Rabb. A person goes into frustration and he considers himself without any assistance and help. Totally without help and assistance. And then the individual, he, as a result of satanic influences, devilish forces, he seeks assistance from these influences and forces that have no power. They cannot do anything for that person. And they take his thoughts towards the wrong things. And in reality, the reality is that he has forgotten his Lord. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ That Allah says, when my servant forgets me, then I also forget him. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ When my servant remembers me, Allah says, in other words, in his heart, he focuses and turns towards me and has presence of heart, then always my rahmah, mercy is running after that person, Allah says. So with this yaqeen, to strengthen this yaqeen and faith, the pious mashayikh, pious predecessors, they adopted this path, followed this path, just the one path, walking, sitting, standing, whether you have wudu or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether thoughts keep coming, but your heart, you should make it so occupied and busy with Allah that whatever you're feeling and wherever you are, just you remember Allah always. And this feeling, this emotion, is the highest grade of iman, highest stage of iman for a mu'min. Remember this, when this condition is developed by an individual, that only Allah is in front of that person always. Any difficulties coming, distress is coming, Allah is the solution. If shaitan is removing you, trying to distract you from any good deed, Allah is the solution. Allah will help. With full yaqeen, the individual should have belief and certainty in Allah, faith in Allah. For this, definitely, and a lot of effort is required. Our pious elders worked hard all their lives for this, and we all our lives should work hard for this as well, to develop this condition, my friends. So this lesson, our honorable pious elders gave this lesson, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy and simple, that within the human being, Allah has instilled spiritual points. And as my servant remembers me on those points, then in that way he will draw nearer to me, come close to me. So our honorable mashayikh, pious predecessors, they attained this method and researched on it, worked hard on it. So the first step, The first rung on the ladder is the qalb, the heart of the individual. That's why the human being, he remembers Allah in his heart. When the heart of an individual is busy occupied in Allah's remembrance, that's it. Then inshallah, he has ascended the first step. He has trod onto the first step. So for this reason, the students, people go to the friends of Allah, the awliya Allah, to learn this lesson, and with yaqeen, faith, belief, keep on repeating this lesson, the amount of quantity your shaykh has prescribed to you, keep observing that, present your situation to your teacher, and inshallah, the individual will attain his destination. Many hundreds of thousands, millions of students via this dhikr became walis of Allah, friends of Allah, and they strengthened their belief in Allah. So inshaAllah, Allah willing, this dhikr that we do, it has a big objective, a very big objective and purpose. And it's the real purpose for the human being, the genuine purpose for the human being. So work hard on this, make effort. Through effort, you attain everything. Remember this. And what is the effort in this? That what sabak, the lesson that your shaykh has prescribed to you, regularly, punctually, keep on implementing that lesson. That's it. Don't leave the lesson. Don't leave your what's been taught to you. So do dhikr and present your heart, and the blessed name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Present with presence of heart. Remember this name.